as it relates to your other references, the Bar Association was challenged a number of years ago by the State Bar Grievance Board, indicating that they were being underfunded and therefore they were not able to adequately do their work. The State Bar of Michigan referred the matter to the Michigan Supreme Court while the court was being led by Chief Justice G. Minna Williams. The matter was referred back to the State Bar of Michigan with a strong recommendation from the court that the Bar Associations and the Grievance Board try to reconcile their differences and, if not, bring it back to the court. They never brought the matter back to the court. They apparently reconciled their differences. That was publicized in the paper. Subsequently, there was a revelation made in the paper that there were some allegations against a lawyer by the name of A. Robert Zeff having to do with litigation regarding a condominium and the timeliness in which Mr. Zeff was to exercise his option to purchase. There was a dispute regarding the document and the transmittal of that document exercising his option, which led to a inquiry being made by Michael Swartz, who was then executive director of the State Bar Grievance Board. Jim Robinson was retained by A. Robert Zeff to represent him. The document in question was sent back to Jim Robinson, who had arranged to receive the document, and there was a dispute between Jim Robinson and Michael Swartz as to what was to be done with the document. From Michael Swartz's perspective, the document was to be received by Jim Robinson but immediately turned over to Michael Swartz so that he could have it analyzed by the state police or others to determine the age of the document to see if it could be determined if there may have been something done unethical by A. Robert Zeff. And from Mr. Robinson's point of view, he was going to be the recipient of the document, make a determination as to whether or not it should be given or a facsimile of the document given to Michael Allen Swartz. And so there was litigation over the document. The matter was coming up before the Michigan Supreme Court. It was briefed. It was set to be heard. And Michael Allen Swartz left the employee of the State Bar Grievance Board and went into private practice. Another executive director was retained, Deborah Gaskin, by the Grievance Board. And then there was, the lawsuit was dropped between the two parties. That is to say, they apparently reconciled their differences, at least as was purported, it was reconciled. And the matter was not argued before our court. Shortly thereafter, there appeared in the paper allegations that an employee, a secretary, quit her employment at the Grievance Board because she felt that she was being asked to do things that were inappropriate, namely to shred a file regarding, again, the relationship or the files related to Zeff Robinson et al. Then there was some discomfort expressed again in the media with the lack of prosecution or a moving forward of any type of grievance hearing as it relates to several lawyers who were alleged to have had some dealing with Jerome Bronson, a former Court of Appeals judge who was listened to by tape and caught with marked money as it relates to a payoff for an opinion to be written in favor of a client for a lawyer. Judge Bronson committed suicide. There was a review of some of the judges, or the review of the entire court of the Court of Appeals. There was some and continues to be some question as it relates to another then sitting judge on the Court of Appeals, a relationship with two other lawyers, one of which was Mr. Zeff and his office, and all of which created a lot of commentary in the newspaper. Our court appointed a former justice of the Michigan Supreme Court to Theodore Source to review the inner workings of the grievance committee. He did so after a number of months, produced a written document, made a number of suggestions which the court followed. The executive director of the grievance board resigned. A member of the grievance board resigned. Several new appointments were made. And the allegations were looked at again as it relates to Jim Robinson and found that there was no ethical violation. The matter still is under investigation today, I believe, regarding several lawyers and a former judge. But those kinds of things seem to be consistent with society and the evolution of any profession. Back in 1970, there was a problem with a judge and or lawyers, I think lawyers, out in Livingston County, which gave rise to a creation of the grievance board and executive, as far as I know, who did a superb job, Richard Center. A number of years later, it was felt by the Supreme Court that it would be wise to bifurcate the function between the prosecutorial and the sentencing side, or the penalty side, if you will, and we now have a grievance board and a disciplinary board that administers whatever punishment, if any, that a lawyer should receive because of any violations of our ethical standards. But throughout the course of events back in 1970, I think the Supreme Court acted properly. While I disagreed with the Supreme Court's action before I was on it to bifurcate the functions, life goes on, and it nevertheless seems to be functioning properly. And while there was sufficient ink to be used by the newspapers and opinions to be made by lawyers, judges, and others about what did or did not occur regarding members of the bar around the circumstances which I've briefly described, there was adequate discussion. But throughout it all, I think the Michigan Supreme Court handled the matter quite appropriately. There were some things that I disagreed with, but I agreed with most. And I think history will record that the Michigan Supreme Court stood well and the profession acted with appropriate dispatch, and the public is and has been and will continue to be well served. As it relates to the ongoing issue of funding of the disciplinary board and the grievance board, the Supreme Court has continued to allow the State Bar of Michigan its first cut, that is to say, to review the application and request for dollars by the grievance board and by the disciplinary board. And before it makes its findings, they are to let the Michigan Supreme Court know what the requests were, what the findings were, and what the recommendation of the bar is. Then the bar acts, and if the court agrees, the court will allow it to go forward. If not, then the court will require more funding if it disagrees. So there is built-in checks and balances along the way, and I think the public will be well served, as will our profession.